TFC has got to be on the docket if you're doing a show on a Saturday morning, especially since they take the first leg of their playoff matchup against the Red Bulls in New York and try to finish it off Sunday at BMO Field. The odds, see here again, I'm stuck on Vegas, but the odds of the Red Bulls being able to beat TFC are astronomically low, Gear. I cannot envision it. I have not seen the Red Bulls play a lot this season, but the way TFC has handled business on the home pitch, their playoff pedigree, they've been on a mission since the start of the year.
You would think that if you were taking the rest of the league versus TFC, you would take TFC, right? If you're trying, if you're looking at who's going to come out of this with the championship, they have been dynamic and great to watch, and the game in New Jersey, it was a strange game. They didn't have possession, but you know what? Like, possession doesn't convert into goals all the time. And with a lead, they could sit back and I suspect that it'll play out a little differently in the second leg. There'll be stiffer challenges that they'll face for sure.
Mark, is there any way they lose?
I don't think so. I mean, they've looked really good, been consistent all year long. I thought that they played a very good road match in New York on Monday. And they got the two away goals, which is massive. So now New York has an uphill battle, and it's never good when you're the underdog against the heavy favorite. So I just think they have too much firepower. Jozy Altidore, Michael Bradley, obviously great international players for the U.S. Maybe not so much this past qualifying tournament, but
on hiatus now.
So, but yeah, that's just another thing to look. You know, they've got that in the past. Now they can just solely focus on TFC, and I think that's just going to be a disaster for New York.
Giovinco's goal, like, that's the thing. You feel like that's the highlight by the full run of the playoffs. That'll be like the most spectacular play.
I mean, you mentioned, Gare, about, you know, are you taking the field or TFC to win it all? I'm just betting on a goal every time he takes a free kick. That dynamic, and he's sharp. I mean, he can break open a game.
No question. So, all right, we move him on to the next round and probably move him all the way to the MLS Cup. So, end of the day, what's interesting, guys, is regardless of where you are, and TFC has just had, let's face it, they lost in the MLS Cup last year, but then they win the Supporters' Shield. They set the all-time record for points. Outside of winning an MLS Cup, they have done everything you can ask. So, two ways to look at this, and let's start with the obvious. They win the MLS Cup. What does that mean for soccer and for the team moving forward? And, Gare, what if they lose the MLS Cup again at home to, God forbid, Seattle? Because Seattle is also moving through the playoffs this year. A little different team in Seattle this year. They score a lot of goals. I think we'd see another game, but I digress. How important is the result of the MLS Cup if TFC makes it there?
I remember watching last year's final with friends who weren't necessarily huge soccer fans, the daily soccer fans, maybe one or two really keep tabs and have favorite teams in the premiership. But generally, they were very casual soccer fans. And everyone was emotionally all in with TFC. And when they didn't win that game, I felt like a moment was really lost. I think that the team's profile in this city would be a lot different today if somehow they had knocked off Seattle. And in a way, it was the way that they lost that game almost compounded the grief or the letdown.
Well, it was a terrible, terrible game. It was just a terrible game.
It's not so terrible.
No, but it's only exciting because of the significance of it.
Yeah.
There's no drama to it. It was just awful to watch. But yes, you're still watching like this because something's going to happen.
Incredibly tense.
Yes, exactly.
You know, if they had managed to win that, it would have been cathartic, right? Like, you were just waiting for it to happen.
he's right. I mean, banners hang forever. So you can say, yeah, the casual fan will always be there. The diehard soccer fan will always be there. But, you know, when you see Toronto FC, MLS Cup champions, that just adds another, you know, some more clout to your status as a team. You have won the major prize in the league, and nothing's going to open up more eyes than seeing that around the city.
Well, what, okay. What if Giovinco had scored a winning goal in that final game, like he scored a at Red Bull Stadium the other day? Like, it would have been so dramatic. That would have got a buy-in from the city, from casual fans. I think it really would have driven interest, and it just slipped away. Well, and this is a second chance.
I don't think there's any doubt that winning, and Boff, your point about the banner is correct, and Gary, you're right. If it ended in a more exciting fashion, there's more of an afterglow. But, and I don't want to compare it to the CFL because it's not exactly the same thing, but there are some similarities. So, you know, and because the Argos has been around 100 years, but a couple of years ago, it was like, again, we had another one. The Grey Cup is in Toronto. It's at Rogers Centre. The Argos are the home team. They come in, and you know what? Justin Bieber, Gordon Lightfoot, the entertainment, the show, the spectacle, it was sold out. I was at the game. I sat in the press box. I enjoyed it. Terrific. I walked in. I was coming back to the fan to do a shift, actually, that night. There were a few people even honking the horns. It was great. This is what it's going to take to revitalize. And the first game of the next season, nobody gave a you-know-what. It is what it is. So, yeah, all right, we all said, and like you, Gare, I went down to a local watering hole here in Toronto, and it was great. The fans are in there, and we're watching like this, and exciting. And if the result, I get it, the result makes a difference, but is that enough? Because the Argos have shown it. It just doesn't matter. You couldn't have asked for better. They sold it out. They were the home team. That was perfect, and it meant nothing.
Well, I think there's a significant difference in that TFC has a tremendous level of support from a small section of the city population. Like I say, their support is 50 yards wide and a mile deep, right? It's a great fan experience. The people that go to those games, like they're going to be selling out those games. Even they had great support, even when they were hindmost in the league. You know, so that's a pretty significant difference than the Argos. But in terms of reaching beyond, yeah, I do think that a result would really make a difference on this one.